Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
Jenna Hobby has a brother that she is admiring in a big old way right now.
I am. I always admire my brother, and we're really close friends. And I'm just always so proud of him. And I'm really proud of him for the latest decision that he's made in his life, because it's been a really, really big one. He's a really smart guy and way into like the computers and web stuff. So he lives in New York City and lives in the city and works at a software development company. So he does a lot of their web design, a lot of their marketing, and he's worked there for a really long time. But my brother also is a comedian, and he does improv comedy and sketch comedy, and he's just started doing some stand-up comedy as well.
So he's officially a comedian, not a guy that you go, what are you, a comedian?
Right.
This guy's like, he's on stage, he gets paid, this is what he does.
Right. He has been pursuing this art form for a long time, but you know how expensive New York City is. You got to pay some rent when you live there.
It's a very expensive city.
And, you know, have roommates and all that kind of stuff. So he has been doing the, you know, web designer, you know, software company by day, and, you know, comedian and sketch comedy and improv and teaching classes and all these things by night and, you know, all through the weekends and whatever. He is a part of a sketch group that's going to the Montreal Comedy Festival,
which is awesome.
Premiere in the world. And so they're really starting to gain some momentum. But every time he goes to quit his day job, they offer him more money. So it's a little bit harder to leave. So he figures out and he goes, okay, well, I'm only going to do 4 days a week.
This is called what, the golden handcuffs is what I've heard it referred to. It's like you're making so much money, you can't take off.
You know, and, you know, he's not going to retire by any means, but, you know, he's just turned 30. So all through his 20s, it's just little by little, they have keep saying, we love you. We love what you're doing. Stay here, we'll give you more money. So then it's, you know, 6 months later and he goes, I just don't have enough time to pursue my dream. And he goes back into the office to his bosses and says, I can't do it anymore. And they give him more money. I mean, this has been going on for years now.
Nice.
So he wants to be able to go and pursue comedy full time. So finally he has pulled the trigger and he is leaving the day job and going to just do comedy full time. They have gotten to the stage now where they're going to be in this comedy festival and they're going to, you know, they've got a manager and they've got agents now. So it's starting to really kind of take form. Like he just went out and did a Febreze commercial and they're hoping that that's going to pick up. And like
that's
all
cool.
These other things are kind of starting to develop and happen. But he's walking away as a 30-year-old guy from a significant amount of money to go pursue his dream. Because he's like, if I don't do it now, when am I going to ever do it?
Right.
When am I ever going to? So now is the time. And they have been sort of, like you said, the golden handcuffs over and over again. But it takes up most of his day, you know, because he's got to do a good job at his job. So he has just decided to take a step and walk away from it and pursue his art full time, which I'm just so proud of him for, because that is a risky thing to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Especially
I mean, leaving your comfort zone like that.
That is a scary, scary thing to do. And I'm just so proud of him for doing it. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to go full force for the next couple of years and just see what happens. Because if I don't, I'll never forgive myself for sitting in an office behind a computer when I should have been really out, you know, doing the auditions and writing sketch shows and pursuing his craft.
I know we've talked about this before on the show, but I wonder if we'll get any calls on this, if there's anybody going through sort of the same mental process right now that we could sort of follow through it. Like you're thinking about making the decision to switch careers to do something that you really, really love. And right now you're in the same position as Jen's brother, where you're at work, you're making some decent cash, but some thoughts have just started to creep in right now. Like maybe I'd be a whole hell of a lot happier if I was doing something, taking the risk and doing something I really want to do. You haven't made the decision yet.
Right.
But we want to sort of follow you as you make the decision to see if you really do it. 1-877-588-BERT. It's 1-877-588-2378.
And I'm guessing a lot of people right now, much like my brother, are going, okay, it's a recession. Mm-hmm. It's probably the worst job market that we've had in this country in a very long time. So many people are out of work. How am I going to leave a paying job with benefits and blah, you know, all of that? How am I going to leave a job right now in this job market? If you have one, you feel pretty lucky to have one in this day and age right now. Mm-hmm. So it was a big decision for him, but he's taking the leap.
I forget the statistic that I read, and this was a while back, but it was something astronomically, and it was a big old bummer, like 68% of people in their careers are disappointed by the career that they chose.
Really?
That they wake up in the morning and they don't like where they're heading. Like they know they're going to spend 8 hours at a job that they're just not engaged by or passionate about, and they're just sitting there and they're just watching. You've had days like this, right, where the clock just seems to go back like two, like it used to in high school, and then one, and it just takes forever for the day to end. Like 68% of the people in America are like that, are disappointed by the job they chose.
Well, I think a lot of people don't pursue their passion. You know, I think a lot of people want to try to be practical, and sometimes your passion doesn't pay. And I think for a lot of people, that's why they do something different. But I am a total believer in the try and fail, the not try at all, because I do think that regret, you know, whether you believe it or not, regret is one of the worst emotions and the worst things you can live with, you know? And I think, I think regret is far worse than failure. If you fail, then you tried. I really do believe that at least now you know the answer, you know, and you can move on to something else.
I'm with you on that. To me, inaction in anything is the worst place to be. That limbo phase between any two decisions where you just keep putting it off. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship or if it's a job. Inaction is absolutely the worst place to be in.
Definitely.
Hey, Kyle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how's it going? I love you guys' show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We're looking for somebody that's sort of teetering right now. Like you're in a job, you're not digging on it too much, and some thoughts have started to creep into your head that maybe you want to go and do something else.
Yeah, I've got a really good job in Atlanta where I'm making decent money, and I actually just got married about 6 months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I actually feel like I'm supposed to be joining the military. I feel like it's what I'm supposed to do and where I'm supposed to be going.
Wow.
So I'm having kind of battle with which way to go on it, stay with what's comfortable, or go do what I feel like I'm supposed to do.
And I think for a lot of people, too, the transition is tougher when there's somebody going along with you. What does your wife say about this?
She was really skeptical at first, but she's starting to kind of come around to it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And, and I felt really guilty about that to begin with because I love her a lot and I don't want to do anything wrong by her. But I really feel like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So she told me yesterday she got my back 100%. That's what I believe.
That's awesome.
Boy, you know
I
what?
Just got goosebumps.
That's sweet. That's a really awesome decision. I mean, that is. If Stacey came to me tomorrow and said that she wanted, like her heart was in the military, I try to talk her out of that.
What branch do you plan on going into?
I'm planning on going to the Army.
Okay. Fantastic.
So when did that light switch just sort of go off for you?
Well, it was about 6 months ago I decided that I kind of felt like that's what I needed to do, but I actually got into a car accident and got a pretty bad injury. So I've been having to try to, you know, go through rehab and get back from all that stuff so I could actually join. So there now.
Yeah.
Telling me that I'm actually going to be able to have my medical waiver and go ahead and get in and everything. So it's kind of coming full circle.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, definitely. Kyle, let me put you on hold. We want to get your phone number and we'll talk to you and we'll sort of follow you through the whole process to see if you go through with it or not.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Cool. Right. Hold on one sec, Kyle. Thank you for calling. Well, that'll be fun because there's a whole bunch of different angles on that.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to the wife because that came out of nowhere for her.
Right. And I do think, I do think for a lot of people, that's also the obstacle in pursuing your dream is because, again, if it doesn't pay, like, of course, the military is going to take care of them. But if it's something that doesn't pay and then you're telling your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend or your children, look, I want to do this and we're not going to be making as much money. That's when you're like, well, wait a second, you know.
Hey, Garrett, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Doing all right.
What's up, man?
I'm actually currently in the IT field as well. Actually, that story kind of reminisced with myself. I'm currently in the IT field, work for a great company in Atlanta. Great benefits, everything. I've always wanted to do my own business. Actually, I'm doing it on the side, but always on the fence of actually trying to decide when it is the right time to leave, because I'm currently have a house also to have payments and trying to figure out, okay, if I do leave the job, am I going to be able to make enough money to pay the mortgage, pay the bills, and all that kind of stuff? So that's where I'm at. I decided I was going to do it last year. I had rented out my house for a year, had somebody in the house, and after a few months, it didn't work out. I had to actually evict them from the house. So now I'm back into my house again, paying the bills again. So it's, right now, I'm like starting back over that whole process of trying to decide when would be the right time to actually pursue my dreams.
So what is your dream? What do you want to do instead of computers?
I actually want to do computers, but do my own business. Currently do website designs and development for small businesses. I'm currently doing it on the side right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I want to do more of that, but I can only do more of that if I had the time to devote more time to doing it.
And money.
And money. Yeah. And that's always the conflict, too, is like you need the time to start your own business. But if you're currently in a job, then you don't have the time to spend on that.
Yeah.
It's like a nasty catch 22. All right. One more call here. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on The Burt Show.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. basically, my husband is a chef at a prominent restaurant here. Mm-hmm. And he just decided on one vacation that he wanted to start a restaurant in Spain. So we're in the process of moving our whole family there now.
To Spain.
Wow. That's incredible.
Now, does his current employer know that he's going to be taken off soon?
No.
They don't know that.
Okay. All right.
When is this whole process supposed to move forward?
Well, we're hoping in September.
Oh, that's congratulations. Really quick.
Yeah. Now, just on vacation, you guys were there and he just felt like a connection to Spain?
Yeah. We have family over there and just a lot of support. And he said it would be great for our children. And so we decided to do it. I figured life is an adventure. Might as well just do it.
That's fantastic.
How old are your children?
My daughter is 15 and my son is 11.
Okay.
Do they both sort of understand? Well, of course, a 15-year-old understands what's going on. Is she happy about it or is she disappointed?
Yeah, she's super excited.
Spanish
super
boys.
Excited.
Hello.
That's awesome. Let me put you on hold too, Jennifer, and I'd love to talk to you over the next couple of weeks and see how close to this dream you guys get.
All right, thanks.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Now that's awesome.
Man, every time I'm on vacation, I feel that way. Like, I know Jen. She's going to be in France over the next couple of weeks. And she's going to come back and sit here, the money she gets back. And she's going to be, you know what? I could have made that happen.
How do I get back to Saint-Tropez? I'm not sure, but I got to figure it out.
Totally, right?
This is The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.